The James Beard Awards, often referred to as the Oscars of the food world, were announced last month, and an unprecedented number of Arizona chefs are on the list this year. 10 chefs from our great state made the list this time around, potentially signaling a shift for the restaurant community here. Could the state's chefs finally be getting their due? If you ask one of these new nominees, Chef Samantha Sands, the answer is a long overdue yes. Sands is the chef de cuisine at Talavera at the Four Seasons in Scottsdale. And now she's also a nominee in the Rising Star Chef of the Year category for the James Beard Awards. She said she was shocked when she saw her name on that list, but Sands has been cooking since she was a kid. She grew up in the family restaurant Trocadero in Nogales, Sonora, which has been in business for 60 years. And when I sat down with her recently to talk more about this, she said it wasn't a bad place to grow up.
I mean, it was so much fun. We were spending every single afternoon after school just running around, my cousins and I, and, like, you know, having snacks in the kitchen. But the cooks would get mad at us because, I mean, we were outside playing with the dirt and then come in with our dirty hands and stick them everywhere, you know, and it was like 6 or 7 kids at once. So it was like it was a lot for them sometimes. But, you know, that restaurant brought together my whole family. Everybody would spend the afternoons there, and we would all come in different stages. It was no formality, you know, like you come, you sit down at the table, and there was always one table of the family just hanging out in there. So it was really, really special.
Yeah. So when did you kind of get the cooking bug? Like, did it seem like from a very young age, this is the direction you were going to go in?
Well, I always had a very big interest in food. I just didn't want to eat only what my mom was cooking for us and what was in the restaurant. I wanted something different, and I wanted to try different things. And my mom would always be like, you're not going to like that. And then I would try it. I'm like, I like it. And she's like, okay, you're a weird kid, you know?
Like, give us an example. Like what?
I mean, I was really interested in, like, fish and shellfish and, like, for example, octopus. And she's like, you're not going to, no. And I'm like, yes, you know? So
you had an advanced palate from a young age.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure. Uh-huh. So my mom was always like, confused by me, but
so you went to culinary school, it sounds like, despite your mother's wishes.
Yeah, she wanted me to be a lawyer, and she tried to convince me, getting me a job at the courthouse in Nogales. And after my summer at the courthouse, I was like, Mom, no, I want to be a chef. And she's like, okay, are you sure? Like, it's long weekends, you're gonna miss holidays, you're gonna miss a lot of things, you know this, I mean, you grew up with it. And I was like, I don't care, I want to do it, you know? And I came here to Scottsdale to study culinary arts at Le Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, yeah. So you, after that, worked under some of the most, you know, influential chefs in the valley. And I can't imagine that was an easy experience all the time. What was it like?
I mean, the moment you stepped into Chef Bo McMillan's kitchen, it was like this crazy challenge to me because I've always been so ambitious, so I wanted to be the best and move, you know, spots, because you start as a cook in the salad station and you want to become the best cook. So it was really, really intense work and just constantly physically, mentally working, you know, and there was hardship, there was hard times, there was bullying in the kitchen, you know, like I was really young. I was a little girl that came from Mexico that didn't speak English the way I speak it right now. I used to just translate everything in my mind. Not that I didn't know, but I just didn't practice it enough, right? So it was intimidating, but at the end of the day, I was always just, like, convinced that I was going to make it somehow. And I would always tell myself, don't let them see you cry. Just go into the bathroom, you know, and cry in there or cry at home or whatever you need to do, you know, to get it out of the system.
It's a little bit of a boys' club, right, in kitchens.
I mean, it was. I can say it was. Right now, it's getting a little bit better and better by time, I think. There's so many influential chefs in the industry that are females that are really empowering other female cooks or aspiring cooks to do whatever they want to do, you know? And I was saying, like, I want to get to the point that it's just not a female chef. It's a chef at the end of the day. It doesn't matter if you're a female or male, you're a chef.
Do you think we're there yet?
We're almost there.
We're almost there. So what I always wonder with chefs in particular is it's a combination between, like, super hard work and creativity that you don't see in a lot of industries. What made you want to do it? Like, what is it, the creativity side of it, or are you up for the challenge?
I think it's the creativity side of it. I think growing up in this restaurant business with my family where the menu hasn't changed in 60 years. For me, it became this art. Every time I'm going to change my menu or change a dish or do something different, my process is different. You know how writers have a writer's block? Yeah. I have those blocks sometimes, and I have to get inspired somehow. And it always comes in different waves and represented different techniques. Like I look at a color and then I get inspired by the color and then I think about a dish. Like, it's never the same, and it's exhausting sometimes because I never know where I'm supposed to start with my menu and how I'm gonna get there, you know?
So now you're the chef de cuisine at Talavera, the Four Seasons here, and you've worked your way up from, you know, being a student basically in this industry, in this town. What do you do every day at the restaurant that you think has made you stand out?
I think one of the things that I am really proud to say is that I'm training my cooks to taste their food in a different level, where they're just not little robots following recipes and then developing these recipes, because ingredients are life, you know, like they are always changing.
Yeah.
It has to do with climate, has to do with the terroir, it has to do with everything. So I explain to them all the time, I'm like, listen, just because a recipe calls for this doesn't mean that it's perfect every single time. So you might need to add more salt, you might need to add more acid, you might need to add, you know, a little tiny spoon of honey or whatever it is, right? Have them have the confidence to add a little bit of everything that it needs if it needs it.
Yeah. So this year the James Beard Award nominations come out and you're on the list. How does that feel?
It's surreal. It's really amazing. It's really exciting. I'm just like cloud nine right now, for sure.
Were you surprised?
I was. Oh, yeah. I had no idea. I had no clue that was going to happen. I honestly didn't even realize that they were releasing the awards that Wednesday, because I was just coming back from a short trip to Mexico to one of my girlfriend's weddings. And then we stayed 2 extra days in Mexico City and, you know, ate the town and got re-inspired and whatever. Landed really late because Houston had horrible weather. So we were trapped in the airport for a little bit, and then went to sleep really late and woke up kind of late for me. And I wake up to the news and I just couldn't believe it. I was like in shock for a good amount of time. And then finally, when I realized it, that it was real and I had these messages and people congratulating me, that's when I started to cry. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this, you know? So
you're not the only woman on this list. It's a larger list than it has been for Arizona chefs in the past. And it's a lot of women. I wonder kind of what your reaction is to the recognition that Arizona seems to be getting this year.
Well, first I was like, 10 of us? Like, hell yeah, you know, finally we're getting where we need to be. And obviously, I mean, the usual suspects of Chef Kevin and Silvana and Charlene are there, which obviously they deserve, and we know this.
Yeah.
But it was really amazing to see some of my dear friends like Nadia and Cassie be nominated. Like, it was amazing to me. I'm like, hell yeah, we're doing this together, you know? Like, it doesn't matter the outcome, but just getting the recognition here in Phoenix is really, really big.
Yeah. How have you seen, over the years you've been here cooking here, the restaurant industry, the food world here kind of shift and grow?
I think chefs, culinarians, food and beverage people are just taking it to the next level, because we want people to notice that we're here, right? We're not playing it safe anymore. We're not just doing what everybody was doing. I feel like for a while it was a little more safer to please the clientele, because they were not going to understand what we were doing.
Yeah.
But I think right now everybody's on this like shift of change and just doing cool things that we want to be doing. If you understand it, cool. If you don't, then, well, try to understand it, please. You know, we'll educate you. So I think that's what's happening now. It's this shift of like, let's do it. Let's make sure that we're staying as a strong community. And you see it, the brotherhood, the sisterhood of like all the chefs and everybody just taking care of each other. It's happening because it needs to happen that way. If we all keep this ego of like, I'm better than you, we're never going to get anywhere. It takes a village. It takes a team for it to come true or be realized, and people from out there to realize that Phoenix is an awesome food city.
Yeah. All right. Chef Samantha Sands, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you. Thanks for having me.